But you should read first.
You want us to read in English out loud to you?
Yeah.
All right. That we can do.
So much, not so much, perhaps?
No, it's not much this time.
Yeah.
Well, this one.
So much.
This much.
Yeah.
But we can.
That's not so much.
Not so much. It can take 2 minutes to read out loud.
Really?
Maybe we should begin by your chanting the Sanskrit first.
Okay.
Purna Pulinda Gurugaya Padabja Raga Sri Kumkumena Daitas Tanamanditena Taddarsana Smararuja Strinat Rushitena Lepyante Anan Kuche Sujahos Tadadim
Padi. You should also.
Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padabja Raga Si Kum Kumina Daitas Tanamanditena Tad Darshan Smararuja Strinan Rusitena Lepyanti Anan Kuche Sujahos Tadadim Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padabja Raga Sri Kumkumena Daitastana Mandite Tat Darshan Smararuja Tirnarushitena Lepyanti Anan Kuche Sujahos Tadadim.
You also want to hear,
yes.
But you should not hear. The gopis wanted to not to disclose all these things to each other also. That is called avahittha. Avahittha. Avahittha means to not to disclose,
to conceal
their most hurtful things towards Krishna. They were kamatmika. They were kamatmika. And that is why they wanted to conceal that we want to meet Krishna and to satisfy Krishna. That is why they were concealing their bhav, telling the specialities of Venu, how Venu is sweet and how everything of Braja from sthavar to jangam. Understand?
Moving
and unmoving yet. That is patthar, stones melted and deers, parrots, cows, cows, bachhade, calves, they became as a stone, not moving. They bhul gaye, they forgot God, forget to drink milk which was in the throat of cows, and they forget to take the grass from mouth to stomach. Everything this. So they were concealing their love towards Krishna, but they were wanting to meet Krishna. So that each other, they should not know their heartial mood. But nadastada upadharijya mukunda gita avarta lakshit mano bhava bhagna vega. In this slok, that is two slok before, in 15 perhaps. It was somehow open. Automatically, they were so much affected by that love. They forgot, and they spoke something directly. Through these rivers. Rivers have no love. Mansinganga has no love. But they are seeing and expressing that even Yamuna and Mansinganga, they embrace Krishna. Through their heart, actually Yamuna river and Mansinganga looks like but no sense, cheta,
consciousness.
No consciousness, but they are telling their own things, but by means of these rivers. If anyone, any lady, is loving anyone, that is, gopis are loving Krishna. It may be in a case that when they are embracing Krishna, or any Nayika embraces Nayak. That is the point you should not, I am fearing. See, when she likes and he does embraces Krishna, then Krishna looks like not affected. He is not going to embrace her, and he looks like aloof. It may be for Krishna. Then they at once become shame, and by the shame they took the lotus feet of Krishna. They give their heads on the lotus feet of Krishna by shame. So the rivers, Mansinganga or Yamuna or other rivers, gopis are seeing in their heart, because there is a shloka in Srimad Bhagavatam
Jasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvai gunaistatr samasate sura harava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena dhavati asato bahi. You know this is it. Jasyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana. Where there is bhakti, and that bhakti is akinchana, niskinchana, then sarvai gunas tatra samasate, all qualities, your all qualities of not this world, but aprakrita, aprakrita, all qualities comes in that bhakti and where that bhakti is. That in that the persons who have bhakti here. So every quality, your qualities to know anything which is not in front, so much far away, but they can know past and future and everything if they are akinchana bhakti, like Narad, like Chatushan, like Sukadeva Goswami, like something like Sanjay. He had some akinchana bhakti to Krishna. And so Vyasadeva has given something to Sanjay. And he was seeing from a very distant place all these things. We have bhakti, some, but not akinchana. Akinchana bhakti is so powerful that they can know the heart of Krishna also, what to tell others. They can know the heart of Srimati Radhika, Manjari's Lalita Visakha, can know. To know the heart of Radhika is more than to know than the heart of Krishna. Krishna can conceal something, but Gopi can know. Radhika can. But if Radhika is willing to conceal something, it is very hard for Krishna also to know that. Because Gopi has niskinchana bhakti more than that it lives, bhakti lives in Krishna. Understanding something? There is love in Radhika and Gopis for Krishna. And Krishna has also love and or prem for Gopis and Radhika. But their prem is more than Krishna has. Understand this? That is why Krishna is always akarshit, attracted, more than. So Gopis are telling everything. They are sitting under sitting in their homes and seeing all these facts. Though it seems like that no prem in rivers and Mansi Ganga, but if they are seeing, it may be that there is certainly Krishna prem, because Jamuna is a river, but on the other hand she is Visakha. So she has prem like this. So they are burden kar rahi hain. They are telling, explaining all these things. So it is right. Because bhakti is there. That is mani prema bhakti is there. Not only prema bhakti, but here is madanakya. Madanakya, you know? Madanakya, that is, in Madanakya, Krishna wants to test this Madanakya. And that is why in Krishna Lila he could not test this Madanakya bhava. So he came at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having the mood of this Madanakya bhava. And then he tested. So Gopis have up to Madanakha bhav, prema vaichitya in Madanakha. In Krishna Lila, he could not test this Madanakha bhav, so he came at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having the mood of this Madanakha bhav, and then he tested. So gopis have up to Madanakha bhav, prema vaichitya in Madanakha. And also, what is Bhramar Gita is told. Prema vaichitya, also Dibhyonmad, and Chitra Jalpa, there are Madanakha. And also something, Mohanakya, Mudanakya, and all other things. So gopis have up to this. So what they are describing, they are describing of their hearts, of gopis' hearts, and also the things of Braja. They are not telling the most of the clouds, nadi, river, peacock, and parrots of other places. But they are telling of Braja. So it is fact that also these things have so much mood for Krishna. So they are seeing and explaining. So Purunapulin, the gopis, at first they wanted to conceal these facts to each other also, but they became so deeply moved, they could not check, and they began to open their hearts. Even they told, they wanted to conceal by that slope before this Vishtva Sape Bhajapasunasah Rama Gopai Prema Bhavidda Udita Kusumavali Bhi Sakhyur Badhat Svabhapusambhuda Aattapattam. But they could not conceal, and they remembered the Saubhagya of fortune of Pulinda. Pulinda means Pulinda, bheel.
Aboriginal.
Sabar.
Sabar.
Sabar. There are tribes. They labor hard for their earnings. They took sevika on their soldiers. Sevika, you know. Sevika means at first we have seen that the rich persons use sevika. That is palaki. They used to go anywhere by palki, where nothing can go.
And Barsana, when they carry someone.
Like so, but not like on soldiers they, two and two. In Srimad Bhagavata it is written for
Rahugana.
So they earn something by these works. They can plow, they can do all other things, very laborious. But their wives also do something. They they manage to sangrah karti hain.
Nahin. Nikale.
They collect the cow dung.
And perhaps some wood.
Wood from
forest.
And they can sell others. And they can use in their cooking. They are also so luxurious. And they were nearer to Govardhan and in Braja. Pipe is not working?
It is working.
Your attention goes there.
I will try to get it.
So they have so many chances to hear the flute of Tumi Ekanya. So they
were doing hard work, but they get a chance to hear.
They had chance to hear from very far away the sweet sound of wind, and also they can meet gopis also, and some Pulinda Kana. Srimati Radhika is so udar,
liberal.
They can, she can love all these Puninda Kanya, Savar Kanya also, and she used them in her services.
How?
By telling that you should bring flowers, you should bring so these things. In Govinda Lila Amrit, it is written, you perhaps know, you know, surely you know, your mouth tells that when they are gambling, Radhika party and Krishna party, then Krishna tells that if I will lose the game, I will give my bansi. But what you'll give? Then Lalita tells anything that you know. But when Sri Radhika is defeated, then she calls Pulindi. Oh, call Pulindi. My Sakhi, not Pulindi as Ghrina or anything. Ghrina
means
hating mood. So call. She comes and Srimati Radhika and Lalita Vishakha are laughing and very madly tells her to sit down there. But Krishna at once knows this fact, and Radhika is telling that on my behalf, if I am defeated, she will give all you. And she also thankful is sitting there. So Pulindi has also some nearer service to them. Now these gopis are telling Purna Pulinda. Certainly these Pulind girls and Savar girls are Purna. Here Purna means Purna Manorath. Purna Manorath?
Yes, these are Pulind.
What word?
Your mind does
that. Not mind her. Everything what they want. to the extent that this life is successful. And by the mood of gopis, that successful in seeing and testing Krishna in that mood that we have read here in perhaps the fifth or sixth sloka. Akhnatang phalamidam naparam vidam sakha pasun anubibesha yator vayasya bhaktram brajesha sutayo anubenu dushtam jaivanipitam anurakta katakshamoksha. These anyone's eyes is told to be successful if they are seeing Krishna playing on Veena or flute and seeing by the crooked eyes towards gopis, and gopis are chanting Krishna by their eyes. Baldev is going ahead and Krishna is seeing, being
behind.
But gopis are telling more something. These are for avahitha. Radha and Krishna are both. Radha is doing archan of Krishna, and Krishna eyes are archaning Srimati Radhika. That scene, one who has seen, it may be more tasteful things than this also. So look, only gopis Manjari can see. So, Purna Pulinda, yeah, the lives of Pulinda are so successful, so successful, more than us. Yeah, how? Who is telling this? Actually, who is telling these facts? Can you guess?
Which copy?
Who is telling these facts?
One of the copies.
One of the copies. It may be Srimati Radhika also. It may be that
gopi.
But who is telling? Sanatana Goswami has also told, Vishwanath Chakravarti has told, that gopis are not so less than Srimati Radhika. Ji Goswami is telling that this sloka is not telling Srimati Radhika. One of the gopis, it may be Lalita Visakha or Chandravali or any, they have told this. Especially Lalita Visakha are telling this sloka. Because here, Daita Sanamanditena, there is a word, Daita. Daita means very dear to Krishna. Pulinda have gone to collect cow dungs and all these things, or dry wood. They saw some kumkum on grasses. They became at once with full of calm. Daitasana, and they became Smararuja. Smararuja means tap. Tap means burning sensation. By kama. It is lakhs and lakhs times more than heat of agni. So, they are taking the kumkum and they are what? Lipanti? Rubbing on the mouth, on their breast, on their every body. And they are seeing gopis, but they are in home, but they are seeing all these things vividly. And that is why here they have spoke that slok, yasastha bhaktir bhagavatta kinchana. By the fruit of bhakti, they are seeing all this. They are not, we shouldn't wish that they are fractions of Kaya view of Srimati Radhika and all, because this is Nar Leela. You will have to consider that it is Madhur Leela, it is of Braja, not Golok Aswarja Bhumi. So we'll have to have idea only up to that, which is helpful in Madhur Rasa, not in Aswarja Rasa. So they have bhakti, and that is why they can know or they can wear. They are saying that they have taken kumkum and they have rubbed on their head, mouth and ear. And the tap came down. Why? They are saying that tap has come. Tap means, you know, the heat in their breast, calm, agni, came down. The kumkum, the raj means dust of Krishna feet, and Krishna feet is sent. So they are saying that the dust of Krishna feet dust, they are rubbing. It means they are keeping the Krishna feet on their breast and their heads and on their body. And they are feeling that actually we are doing so. Krishna comes and does like so. So their tap means the calm tap came down. Otherwise, by rubbing it will go up, because these are uddipana. By uddipana it goes up, not come down, comes down. It will come down only by sambho. But we see that they are telling that it came down, means Krishna comes and does like so, says they are come down. Then here Vaishnava Toshini, means Sanatana Goswami, is telling that who is Daita? That she is telling like so. It is Daita means Lalita Vishakha can tell that those who are superior than me, that is Daita. So how you will decide that? So who is Daita? Anayaradito nunun, Bhagavan Hari Rishwa, Janno Vihaya Govinda, Prito Jam Anayadaraha. Here, Anayaradito, all were there. Radhika and Krishna were not there. When they saw the feet, when they are the symbols of flowers, that here Krishna has done singar of gopi, but Krishna was not there, flowers were there. When they saw the
footprint,
these only, the half portion, deep and not toe there. This is toe?
No, yes.
Not
the
there.
The
gvis. Oh, here Krishna has done singar. Then they told that Anayaradito Nunam. Certainly he has served God, not Krishna here. God here they have served. That is why God has arranged that she has become so much near and dear to Krishna that Krishna has taken this lady with him, leaving we all. So she is more and more, most superior than us. So they are telling, the Sakhi are telling of that very Daita. That is for Radhika they are explaining that she must be, that Daita must be Srimati Radhika. Because we will see Tattesu jata charanam baruham tanesu bhitasvanai priyadadhi mahi karkasesu tena atamim atasitat vyathatena kinshat kurupad ved bhramati dhir bhavadam dusamna. You remember this sloka from where I am telling? Yo tattesu jata charanam baruham.
When we feel careful to keep your feet on our breath.
Where? From where we are telling? Gopi Gita in 31st chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jayati te dhikam janmana praja or tabakathamritam tapta jivanam. Gopis are weeping and telling all this sloka on the bank of Yamuna nearer to Rasasthali. This is the last sloka. That is why hearing Krishna could not extol himself and became prakat there. He at once came. Tattate sujat charanam varuham taneshu. Radhika is telling that Krishna feet is so soft and so melodious, so scentful. Scentful means fragrant, more than lot of flowers. That we fear, we do it, but by fear we keep his feet on our breast so
gently.
That no any hardness can he feel. We fear. And by that feet you walk on the stones very
fast. Pricking. The stones prick his feet.
Prick. And on the thorns there where cows fear to go, and you run after that. We feel so much sorry for that. So they are telling that Srimati Radhika keeps the feet here. When he takes the feet of Krishna, there are two ways, two things. One in midnight pastime and madhyanha,
midday
at Radha Kunda, and in Sanket we see that in when gopis are there alone, then they keep the feet of Krishna at that time. And Krishna also enjoys them. So they are remembering this thing and telling that only Radhika is so fortunate to have this feet. But Ji Goswami is telling that Daita, by this Daita words, Radhika cannot tell for herself. So that must be Daita. So Daita are telling And these sakhis are telling, far Radhika, this Radhika. It means that gopis are telling far Radhika. But we see that Radhika is also telling like so. Tatte sujata charanam varuham tanishu and all these slokas. Radhika is telling that Daita, these wordings of, it may be of Radhika. So if Radhika is telling, then for whom this Daita word is given there? For Lalita, Vishakha, all, they are not less than Radhika, because they are the kaya view of Srimati Radhika. So they have also opportunity to have the lotus feet of Krishna also on there. So it is quite right for Radhika also and for these gopis also, both. But here we see that Radhika is in Madanakkha bhav here. And so he is telling, expressing his idea for other gopis. That daitas tanamanditena. Here the sakhi is telling that, oh, Pulandi are so fortunate that they are not, keeping the fort of Krishna directly. Even not kumkum direct from the Krishna feet. This kumkum is on the breast of gopis, daita. And Krishna, she keeps the feet of Krishna here, and the kumkum comes in the feet of Krishna. And in the morning when Krishna returns to his home, in morning, in somewhat nishanta and going, then this kumkum comes on the grass. And sometimes, somewhat mixed with water from...
Dew.
Oh, dew. Mixing with that. And they become so in affection that they take it and rub on their mouths and everywhere. The gopis are thinking that if he become like Pulindi, we have so much fortunate. Even not Pulindi, if we become Daita, then so much fortunate. But we have no so much fortune that we may become a Daita of Krishna. If not Daita, even Pulindi, we may be in our future birth as a Pulindi, then we are so fortunate. But we see that we cannot be Pulindi. So if we become grass of the land, then that kumkum will come on grass and we will satisfy. But we cannot be grass, what to be Pulindi, and what to be the Daita. So they are so much fortunate. We have come. But we cannot rub that kumkum or have that kumkum like Pulindi, and we cannot be grass also of this braja where Krishna is moving there. So if we die and become grass and so much fortunate than Pulindi, and so much fortunate if we become Daita, and Daita of Daita is Swayam Radhika. She is telling like so. Tat darshan. Here, Uru Gaya Padabhyaya. Not Krishna here in wording. Uru Gaya. Here, Uru Gaya means Uru Gaya Padabhyaya. Uru Gaya means here Urugaya means Krishna. Why he has told Urugaya? Uru Gayati Urugaya. Uru means an of singing by float is Urugaya. And he calls his Gaita by that sound, melodious tone of Bansi. Urugaya. Here is a bird. Grhananta pad jugalam. Alingan sthagita urma bhujai murare. Murare, there is the word. Here murare, some link with Urugaya, who was Moor. You know the history?
A demon.
Huh?
Moor, a demon?
Demon. Past lives. He was killed by Narayan. Was a very... he was a demon. When there was a battle among demigods and demons, Narayan took the side of gods and killed so many asuras. Then he was escaped, and he did so much austerities, hard austerities for Brahma. Brahma appeared. And I want that if anyone comes to what fight me, if I keep my this, what is this called?
Palm.
On any of that person's head or anywhere, he should be dead. He should be burned at once. Brahma told me, yes, he should be like so. And now he went over the whole world. Sometimes some gods came to fight him, but he kept his hand on them and they burned. All knew the fact, and everyone wants to escape from that demon. He came to Jam. Jam is so brave and so majboot hai. He
powerful.
So he came to Jam Maharaj. Jam Maharaj knew the fact and told that I cannot fight you. I'm defeated. He told that I want to fight to anyone. I cannot live without fighting. Then he told that if he will go to Narayan and fight Narayan, then he will fulfill your wish and will churmar kar dega tumhe, kill you. He becomes so glad. Where he lives to where, everywhere I cannot say where he, but if you meditate him, he will appear. So he began to meditate Narayan for fighting. Narayan appeared before him in Sankh Chakra Gada Padma. Narayan told that, why you have come to me and why you have remembered me? He told that, I want to fight anyone. But no world in the in whole world, I could not seek any person to who is fit to fight me. I have heard that you are fit person to fight me. Narayana told that you are not fit for me to fight. He told that why? Because your heart is trembling. Trembling means? Kampana? Shaking. Trembling. You cannot fight me. He told that my heart is not trembling. You can see with your hands. So he was saying. And by doing so, he became flat and his move. Hitted him and he was. Here in Brahmanda Puran, the word moor has been explained by four things. Mana, there are four meanings. Moor means a demon. Moor means kamtap, santap, and dukkha. Moorhara means killing the demon. Second is to take all the santap. Santap means any kind of and kama rog, hrita rog. Hrita rog, those who take the hrita rog by his association, by meeting and also dukkha, calamity and other things. Four meanings. Here means those who takes the kama rog. Urugai, because gopis had no santap, nothing like so, no demon there, only this thing, kamarog. And for kamarog, this daita is taking the feet of gopis, breast, of Krishna, but not for them, not for them. Uru Gayati here means Krishna has so much wish.
Yeah, he has desire for
Krishna. He has desire to do so.
They're doing it for his sake.
His sake. So gopis are by daya. Daya means?
Merciful.
They are coming to quench the thirst of Krishna here. So Uru Gaya has this meaning, in inner meaning. So, Urugaya Padabja Raga Sikunkumena Daita Stanamanditena Tad Darsana Smara Arujatruna Rusitena Lipyant Anan Kuchaustiha Stadadi. Now we can read Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur.
Did you read loudly.
Now, you have understand the meaning now? The in short, gopis are seeing. First they were concealing. Now by love and affection and calm, everything was coming out automatically against their wish. They are telling that, oh, Pulindis are so much fortunate that they are taking, robbing the kumkum from grass and giving up their kamta. That kumkum, from where that kumkum came, it came from the feet of Krishna. Where Krishna feet took it? By the breast of any daita. Daitastana. Manditena. They have decorated by their the kumkum. And they kept the feet of Krishna upon their breast. And the kumkum came to Krishna feet. And Krishna feet went on grasses, and from grasses this Punindi have taken and give up their calm. But we are so unfortunate. Who is telling? That very Daita is telling. Whether they may be Sakhi or Radhika, they are telling that we have not so much affection for Krishna and services to Krishna. Like Pulinda also. Because the kumkum is not Krishna feet. No direct meeting with Krishna. The kumkum and that kumkum of gopis on grass and from grass they are taking and they become full of pain. But we, even we see Krishna from near, but we, our stage is not becomes like this. So this Pulindi is more fortunate than us. Even grass is so fortunate, more than us. And that dust is also so much powerful. They are guessing and guessing. Now, you can read. Yeah, you can read.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Now the effulgence of the lotus feet of the young daughter of King Vrishabhanu, which are manifesting that loving sentiment.
Now he has taken the name.
Radhika.
Yes, who is Daita? Daita is Srimati Radhika. And Jiva Goswami has told that Daita means gopis are telling for that Daita. Or here Daita means Radhika is telling these words for them.
Which is the highest essence known as Madana.
Essence like Madana.
Or
I have told you.
That
is, I have explained.
The seventh stage of prema.
Seventh stage meaning?
Seventh, highest stage of prema.
What is first?
First prema.
Prem,
sneha,
man, pranay, rag, anurag,
bhava.
This is seven.
And which is this, which effulgence of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani is establishing how he is enchanting simply by any relation with him at all, even disregarding his transcendental qualities of beauty, playing the flute and so forth. The Palindis, the wives of the Sabras, are complete, whereas we are incomplete. Therefore the idea is we should try to inquire into what sort of austerities they have performed.
We should do.
Such an idea hints at their ecstatic attraction, anurag. But it may be questioned, how are they complete? That is answered by that divine kumkum powder in which is found the coloration, rag, ranjanam, of the lotus feet of Lord Urugaya. But where has this kumkum of his lotus feet been found? That is replied to. Which has decorated the breasts of his girlfriends, or in other words, which is attached to the breasts of his girlfriends because of his enjoying intimately with them. Therefore, the implication is, although we desire to glorify the great fortune of that kumkum, we cannot be so bold as to do so. Therefore, we will rather glorify the Pulindis. There's more. Do you want to read more? Should we read more? Although in this instance, the girlfriend is the daughter of Vrishabhanu herself.
I told everything. Both.
Nevertheless, because her attraction to him is so exalted, She is not specifically acknowledged here. But it may be questioned, where did these Palindis come in contact with those girlfriends of Krishna? By the kumkum which was attached, rusitena, laghinena, to the blades of grass. The idea is that this becoming attached to the blades of grass happened after Krishna enjoying with his girlfriends, when he was playing in the forest. But what occurred after that? By seeing the kumkum which was attached to the grass, they, the Palindis, experienced the torment of Cupid, Smara Ruk, Kandarpa Pida. In other words, they were thinking, we cannot imagine what happened to them when they caught sight of Krishna. And then, with great desire to smell the fragrance of the body of Krishna, they were smearing that kumkum upon their faces. And with the desire to relish the enjoyment he engaged in, they smeared it upon their breasts. Thus engaged, they were able to consider themselves enjoyed by Krishna and gave up that diseased condition, the distress caused by Cupid. Alas, they, the gopis, are thinking, this kumkum must have some special potency. We, they are thinking, on the other hand, have not been able to obtain even this kumkum within our entire lives. This same verse is cited in Srimad Ujjwala Nilamani under the topic of Madanam, in showing how even when they are constantly enjoying with him, they automatically engage in glorification just by encountering his fragrance.
Okay.
According
the symptom of madan, enjoying and enjoying, they are thinking that we have not enjoyed at all. This is the symptom of madan. Seeing and seeing Krishna, but yet they are thinking, I have never seen Krishna. I'm seeing Krishna first time.
Because actually the kumkum was coming from their own breasts, yet they said, we have no fortune.
No. This is madam. This is the madam. They forget everything. And they want.
Divyan madam.
No, madam. In this case, they become Dibyunma, Chitrajalta, and so many things. The difference between Dibyunma and Madan is that in meeting Prem Vaichitya comes, and in separation, Dibyunma and Chitrajalta comes.
According to the verse, Sada Bhoge Api.
This is Dibyunmad.
Since the state of Madana incorporates all the other loving sentiments, all kinds of intimate enjoyment and all kinds of pleasure exist within Madana. Therefore, this pastime also of the Palindis is one of the intimate mutual enjoyment. Because Krishna automatically appeared together with that kumkum. Consequently, we should conclude that as described in the earlier verse of this chapter, Varnayantyo Bhiribhiri, Varnayantyo
Varnayantyo Bhiribhiri. They become mad when they were telling all these things. Abhire, abhire means puna puna, puna puna,
again and again.
Like new and new things, and became mad. So it is.
He gives the translation. While describing the glories of Krishna, they embraced one another. This indicates that Krishna himself suddenly appeared, and they were engaged in embracing him. The same idea is stated in the verse, Sarva Bodh Gamo Jasi, madano yam parat paraha rajati ladini sharhe radayam eva yasada.
Radha mein, in Radha this Dibyon Mad is there and there Madanakya Bhav is there. So this Daita is Srimati Radhika, she is there.
This stage known as Madana is exalted in the topmost perfection and it inspires the full-blown manifestation of all loving sentiments. It is the very essence of Ladini potency and is always present within Srimati Radharani.
This is one of the best slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. If you want to some experience of this sloka, you will have to be the dasi of Srimati Radhika, not here, but there, that globe, Palya Dasi. Then we can guess anything. We are hearing, doing, but no sense. No effect. It is for lobh, for us. And those who have lobh, greed, they can taste something. They can do prema bhakti. Nainam galadashudharaya badanam gadagadarudhyayani. And those who have not yet these things, they can have some taste, some love for these things. And if a very little ray of love, greed comes, then our life is perfect with Him. And if no, then our Krishna Bhakti Sadhan is not there. I have told you that what is Sadhan? Sadhan means it will be done for bhav, to manifest bhav in you. If you are doing for show, then it is called Sadhan, otherwise not Sadhan. In Raganuga Bhakti and in Bhakti, Sadhan Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, Samadhan, Kirtanam, Smaranam, all going. We can have salvation, swarga, and praise in this world, and so many things by that Upadhik Bhakti. But it will be not called Raganuga Sadhan. And when bhava-bhakti will come, bhava-bhakti will be done for prema-bhakti, then it is bhava-bhakti, otherwise it is not bhava-bhakti. Sadhan, when sadhan is done for bhava, then it is sadhana-bhakti. Kriti sadhya, bhaveta sadhya bhava. Sadhya bhava means the sadhana which manifests bhava, then it is called sadhana. But when anything is received by sadhana, it will not sadhya, but here it is told that nitya siddha bhavasya. Then how we will call it Nitya Siddha Bhava? Understand? Because it is Nitya Siddhi in Kamatmik, associates of Krishna. There it is. By sadhana, that bhava comes down in the heart of sadhana.
It doesn't mean, when we say Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya, it doesn't mean that it exists in a seed within the heart?
Something is there also, something is. By meeting there, it will come. like pearls. Anywhere in other things, pearls does not come.
Swati nakshatra.
Swati nakshatra water plus that sheep. If there is not sheep, then it will not come. So Patri is our heart, jeev, and coming down that thing from there. Both mix. Yes.
I have a question about Raganuga Sadhana. You have told us a long time ago how when gopis are doing the arti, they do with their eyes, with their hearts, and that is the lamp, the ghee lamp. Now we, every day, sometimes we do the arti, and we offer agarbatti, and then so many items, the water and the shank, then the cloth, then flowers, pushpa, and then chamra, and then peacock spin. So what will be helpful for us to be thinking in our minds, for example, with the agarbatti?
We will only remember, oh, gopis are doing all these things with their affection. We should remember the archan of arti of Lalita, Vishakha, and all that. It will be for Uddipana, as the sea peacocks, and we remember the pastimes of Krishna. By this also we can remember the gopis, all these things.
When Lalita is offering water in the arti, what is she thinking?
There are so many thinkings. One, it may be that they have newly woked from Nishant Lila, and she has water and giving on the face of so many things.
And when she offers the cloth?
That there are some symbols that, that they can tell Jatila and all others. So by the wish of Radhika, she is clearing all these things. So many things can be. Because Radha tells to, Srimati Radhika tells to Krishna that you should do like this. Then Krishna sees towards gopis and they do like so. So there are those hearts are full of these Raganuga bhajan. They may be better and better ideas.
That's why we're asking you.
But I cannot tell all these things which are in the which are the ideas of so superior devotees. I can guess very little. Yes. Kitna baj gaya? 12 baj gaya?
5 minutes
left. 12 bajne mein. Then swagatam, do swagatam to them. Open the door that they should not and go some face.
Srimati Radhika brings the Pulindi girl.
I told you.
You did. And then I asked you, what happens? And you would not answer. At that time.
Raghunath Das Goswami has explained this. In his Dhanthili Kaumudi. But he has covered that thing that anyone cannot enter in that. He has told so many, he has taken the name of so many valuable money, and money. But we cannot guess that what is this money and money games.
In the Dankeli Chintamani.
He has told everything, but we cannot.
Yeah, we cannot guess. Is there some commentary on this?
Who will do commentary?
Vishwanath Chakravarti.
Commentary of commentary.
Maybe Vishwanath Chakravarti has done.
But he has not disclosed. To disclose manati, do nanga.
Spoil it.
It should be like that.
It must come in the heart of the...
By parampara, sishya parampara, it should come. No one should know all these facts. Otherwise, kaam and prem will be the same, and it will be destroyed.
It comes through shishya parampara. So, one day you will tell us these things.
When I will receive from my Guru Parampara, I will surely tell you. But I am waiting for that. I know that there is no greed, no desire to have it. Otherwise it may come. I want the greed. But actually no greed. By telling all these facts, tears should have come. Hearts should be melted. No sign of hope. Actually. It Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All these things. He used to test in Gambhira.
Maharaj, you said that we don't have greed, but hearing this a verse like this will develop greed. Is it
develop,
true?
Yeah, or come back, there is no greed. Only Srimad Bhagavat has, Srila Sukadeva Goswami has told all this. Those who have not greed, by reading, by sadhya, they will have greed. And those who have greed, their greed will be go on.
And is it true? But if there's any trace of worldly calm left, that also will go away by hearing it.
But there should be sadhya. Otherwise calm will come up and it will lead to hell. So we should not give chance to hear. If anyone has no taste in name and Harikatha, he is not liable to see, to hear all these things. Without greed, Sukadeva Goswami has warned us. It should not be disclosed to kamis.
Karmis. Kami.
Kami, kormi, all worldly things. One has krodh, kaam, vesh. They should not hear.
But we have, at least I have all these things. So why are you...
I thought that you have no kaam, krodh, lobh. So I... But if you have, then I have done mistake.
I have all of those things.
Then I have been cheated by you.
But you cannot be cheated. You are much more intelligent. But still, even though I have all those things, I still want to hear these things from you.
And that's why I ask, whatever is there is going away.
It is going away. That's what you're asking?
Yeah.
You're saying it's going away.
I believe that. And even though that's the benefit we're getting, we don't cry when we hear. But any last trace of calm is going gone forever.
Because Srimad Bhagavat has given so aswasandiya.
Blessing.
Blessing.
It has given that blessing.
Consolation.
33rd chapter.
Vishnu Shardanvito Sunyatya Parnayetya Bhaktya Param
Bhagavati
Pagadakkatam.
Bhakti will come and it will throw out all the kams. Otherwise, kam will not work.
Anyway, please do not, even though we are not qualified, please do not.
I have nothing to conceal. I have no such bhakti and no such greed. I am telling like parrot part by breed. Nothing. Really. I want a greed, pure greed. But when I judge myself, then I see that nothing is there.
What to speak of our position?
You may be more than me. Your greed may be.
You once told us that to praise someone beyond what they are is a big insult. So actually you are being kind to us by insulting us now.
I see Gop Kumar meeting with Uddhava and Narada. You remember? You have read?
Yes.
They are thinking that how strange is that this Gop Kumar is more superior than us. But we are consolating him. Actually, he is more superior. So when I explain all these things, I see that they may be superior. Krishna likes that he should help them so that they may go up to that person, up to me also. So I am helping. As a Kathputali, you know? Kathputali? I am Kathputali.
Now the puppeteer must be hungry. We should let you take your prasad, otherwise we will be, puppets will be dead. So,
learn it. But one was quite ignorant. He did not know read and write. He used to serve by cooking, by washing clothes and all other things. But he used to hear very patiently. One day he was out and this pastime is of Badrinarayan. Shankaracharya and his all companions and these were one side of Ganges. And he had gone to other side by a pool. All were sitting. They were telling that you should begin. But yet he was silent. Again and again they requested. But he was silent. The time was going on. It became that pool was what? Tut gaya. Pool became
broken.
Broken. And he could not come. But he knew that this our Guruji will start Vedanta in the nick of time. So he jumped in Ganges. It was very hard to cross the Ganga there. Very fast current. But yet anyhow, living having the clothes of his Gurudev on head, anyhow he crossed the river. And very swiftly he came to his Gurudev. And when he came, all knew that, all were telling to Sankaracharya. He is quite ignorant, he does not know any ABCD. But why you are waiting for him? He was not telling anything, he was silent. But when he came, and he did so many stuff in Sanskrit language, so vast words, and they have never heard that words even, what he uttered. And they at once became astonished. Sankaracharya has done anything in him. And then they began to more Shraddha than before to Sankaracharya and also to that Shishya. So he was waiting for them. I am not so so powerful as Shankar, but I heard dull. From Shankar, our Gurudev.
We are quite dull by that point. At least one part is similar.
Our Guru, you used to tell us all these things.
So you are expecting Giriraj to be coming with the water dripping from his snan.
Unko kaho je jaldi se aa jaye.
No.
No. Door is open.
Jaldi kaho je jaldi aap aaiye.
Tell him Shankaracharya. Is it locked?
Are to aise kar do.
I knocked.
Knocked.
Oh Giriraj.
Hare Hare
This phone, I think it's not important. Yeah, Hare Krishna. I recall it doesn't. I can't hear anything. Yajapati, this is a job for you.
With one jump.
Hare Or Guru Maharaj knew so much historical facts. So much historical facts.
Your Guru Maharaj.
He used to tell that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also knew the history of so many persons. All the persons of his time, before time, and everything. Vichar ka kya? Thoughts of
ideas
of so many sampradaya, sahajiya, sakhi, bheki, and Shankaracharya and all others. He was a specialist person, Srila Prabhupada.
They say that he had a photographic memory.
Walking encyclopedia.
Guru Maharaj used to tell all his pastimes.
What?
Without Hanuman you cannot come.
I have no strength.
No. I'm in the fairy.
बैठ जाइए यहीं पर बीच में. This will carry the weight of four.
The, this?
No problem. We are light. You are heavy.
Yes, you can see there's four of us, but the bed is sagging with the two of you.
Hey.
attend. Hantaja Mataya Vala Haridasa Varijo Jadaram Krishna Charana Sparasaha Pramoda Manang Tanotisa Gogana Yosta Yurjat Pani Asuya Vasakandar Kandamoda Hantaya Madraya Vala Haridasa Varijo Jadaram Krishna Charana Sparasaha Pramoda Manang Tanotisaha Goganayostayoyat Paniyasu Yavasakandarakandamu. Gopis, you are hearing all these things? Hantaya Madra Bala Haridas. Hey Abale. Abala means Sakhi, Gopis. He is telling to Gopi. Why Abala? Because they have no power. They have no fortune to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. They are unfortunate. Yes. So Abala. Really, gopis are not Abala. They are Sabala because they are herself, they are powerful, Shakti, energy they are. An energy of Krishna. So they are not Abala. They are Sabala. But yet they are seeing by their inner eyes that a dust of Vrindavan is so lucky. A grass, a tree, any pond, the particles of water and everything in Vrindavan, whereas Thar and Jungle are so fortunate to have the darshan of Krishna. Also, what to take darshan? Some of them play to Krishna, play with Krishna, and they have the touching fortune of touching Krishna lotus feet, hands and everything. Those who cannot walk, Krishna can walk to them. And on tree he climbs, in ponds he takes baths, to creepers he takes flowers, some creepers, as Priyasi, as he is cutting this thing to them. To cows he does like so. To calves he loves so much to all calves. So everything of Vrindavan are more fortunate than us. So we are Abala. So Abala, Hantaya Ammat Adra Abala. Hanta Hanta, Ha Hanta Hanta. Hanta is told in Khedi.